Hi Louise, it's Peter Barker from Plastech Recycling. How are you? Oh, not too bad, thank you. I've been working on the renewal for our the director's insurance. Yes, you did. Correct. Yes, that's correct. Well, look, I just wanted to have a chat if you at a convenient time for you. Do you have time at the moment? Yeah, because we I had to look through the policy, and my understanding of it is that the directors are covered for a number of things, but one of the things that isn't covered, if there was an action taken against the company and or the directors individually, and the allegation was that we misled a customer, that the insurance, if it was proven to be correct, that the insurance wouldn't cover, even if if we misled someone accidentally. Oh, advising them, selling a product, seling one of their machines, and they then claim that that it doesn't do what we said it would do, and then if they took an action against us, if it was proven to be the case, what would be our position there if we believed, if we believed that it went that the machine would do, and for whatever reason, including if the people didn't use it properly, but if there was an action taken against us, would we be covered? Yes. 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 Look, that'd be fine, Louise. Thank you. The reason I ask is that we actually have we're involved in an action at the moment, and I need to advise, having read the documents, I need to advise you and or the insurer. We sold our first machine to a company in Melbourne in December 2023. They signed up. We were very specific in how it was to be used, etc., and just in but they kept the feedstock for the machine they put in was outside of tolerance, and basically it was wet, and we advised them what the moisture, how what impact that would have on the production rate of the machine. Now they continued to feed it with wet material, and that didn't produce the results that they wanted, even though we told them that it wouldn't. Now they've since sold the machine, and they're claiming damages against the company and two of the directors, myself being one of them. So I need to know if we're covered currently, and if. Because if we've done everything, well, look, we believe we've got a very strong case to defend it. But if we were not to be successful for whatever reason, it doesn't appear as though this coverage, the policy would cover us if it was deemed by a court that we that our actions were misleading, even though there was no no intent to do that. Like we don't believe we have, and we know that we can prove, but the law is sometimes a bit of an ass. So, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So what's the process to do that? Because I think we need to let them know. Having sort of read the policy for the first time in the last few days, I thought, gee, that's something that we need to do. And then we can then find out what cover, if any, there is, if there's some legal assistance that we can get as part of the coverage, or if there is if we're actually not covered at all. You know, we need to know that. Yeah. Yes. Yes, we've received a statement of claim, yes. Yep. I will, yes. Yes. I think so. So, yes. Yes. Fantastic. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. So you're going on leave for over Christmas, and what time do you get, when do you get back? Uh-huh. Yes. Ah, so you're chasing a white Christmas, are you? Well, you got to enjoy the family and friendship.
Yes.
Fantastic. So I'm my partner and I were she and I hope very hopeful to visit Ireland sometime. She's of Irish background, a few generations, but it seems like it's such a beautiful place to visit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, that tends to happen. Yes. Oh, it's definitely on the list. In fact, we had an opportunity last year, but work commitments prevented that from happening. So we'll shape up again for, I think, probably 2027. Yeah, make it happen. Yes. Yeah. In September. Oh, look, I'll take note of that. Thank you. Excellent. Yeah. Yes. Of course. Yes. Yes. So in the interim, would you advise for us to renew the existing policy? Oh, it's been going for, gosh, how many do you think? It would have been February or March this year. So I've been unaware of the conditions in the of the policy, and it was probably just not uppermost in our minds. Because we're very confident that we'll defend it. We're going to defend it vigorously. We're confident in our position, and we've gone through the whole process of discovery of documents, and that's still going, actually, still in. And any action or any hearing, the next hearing is probably on the 30th of January. So, yeah. So we've got. There is time, but and you know, if it all continues to proceed, it will happen around about May. There'll be a decision as to when it will go, if it does go to court, then it would happen, you know, around the 30th of May, I believe. So, but there'll be plenty of time for us to discuss and understand our coverage, if any. But in that discussion, we would probably like to know not only what we've got, but what we should have had and what we should aspire to for the future, to see if this coverage is sufficient. Because there's nothing worse than paying money for coverage that you think you have and then it not be what you want. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right. So look, so for today, I'll send you a brief on where we're at, a copy of the statement of claim as it exists, and I will then there'll be extra information. I don't want to flood you with information, but we can give when we meet. We'll arrange to meet when you get back in mid-January, and or you know, week after that or something, and then we can go through and go through the. I can provide you with other documentation as to how we're defending it and what it is that where we think it's. And so, and then we can brief the underwriters or the insurers, and then get a view from them as to what our position is. Fantastic. Look, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'll send that through, but have a wonderful Christmas, and I look forward to catching up with you in the new year. Will do. Thank you very much. Okay. See ya. Bye.